Clarion Books and Harper Audio present Rescue at Lake Wild by Terry Lynn Johnson. Performed by Shayna Somerville.
The least I can do is speak out for those who cannot speak for themselves. Jane Goodall. Chapter 1. I hear it again. Urgent chattering reaches us from the mound of sticks and mud just off the bow of our boat. We're going to have to do it, I say, and then can't help add, I told you they were here. As an animal whisperer, I know these things, but sometimes I have to remind certain people. A breeze catches the boat and swings us around the anchor line. The channel's empty except for the beaver lodge, the three of us, and one bored dog.
We're sure the parents aren't coming back, Maddie? Aaron asks.
You saw their parents, I say. They're not coming. We've been here almost 2 hours to make sure there were no other adults in the lodge. Finally, Jack says,
Let's do it already. Before you say I should do it because I'm smallest, Aaron says, let me remind you I've been the rescuer the last 2 times.
He's talking about when we boosted him into a tree to save a raccoon that turned out not to need saving. Okay, I was wrong that one time. But the day we lowered him from the window by his feet to save the baby bird, that bird would have died without us. Out of the three of us, you're the easiest to hang by the feet, I say reasonably.
It's not my turn. Aaron shifts on the aluminum seat. And I'm not that small. We've never done this before, Jack says, so it starts over. What starts over? Turns, Jack says.
Adjusting the tiller handle, I move to sit next to Aaron in the middle of the boat. We should play for it. I hold up a fist, the universal sign for rock, paper, scissors. So it's fair. The three of us stick our fists together. Jack's black lab, Lid, pokes his nose into the circle, too, ever hopeful that we're about to unveil food. 1, 2, 3!
No! Aaron yells at our scissors to his paper. Rigged! I'd take your shirt off if I were you, Jack advises, as though it doesn't get stuck and snag you down there. We probably wouldn't be able to pull you up.
Aaron pales but tries to look brave.
I always end up doing it.
He grumbles, reaching behind his back to pull off his t-shirt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?